Okay, so in the city of Sidigon, the city of Amagon, they bring on Minog to say as Haros, which were Piyutim or whatever that would describe the 613 mitzvahs, and they list every single 116, all the 613 mitzvahs, and in fact, most of the countings in the Rishon and the Mone mitzvahs of the Rishon that we have, when they counted the 613 mitzvahs, actually comes from Piyutim that they wrote for Shavuos that they used to say in as part of davening. So if you look in Abu Joham, when he brings on the Seder Tefillos for Shavuos, he brings the machlokes between Rav Sadia Gaon and Rav Amram Gaon, Yish Omrim, at what point in davening do we say it? So according to Rav Sadia Gaon and Rav Amram Gaon, we should say as part of Chazaras HaShatz, in Mil Tefillos Musaf, after when we say Al Yidei Moshe Avdecha. Whereas the Yish Omrim says we should say it after the Chazaras HaShatz, and that there shouldn't be a hafzik in davening. The question is, what's the point of contention? What's the nekusa machlokes between these two opinions, whether we should say Azharos in the middle of davening as part of Chazaras HaShatz, or should we say the Azharos specifically after davening, in order not to have a hafzik in davening? And presumably, we could probably explain this machlokes in one of two ways. So it could just be they're having a more technical machlokes about Piyutim in general during Chazaras HaShatz, whether Piyutim are considered to be a hafzik, not a hafzik. That's just a general machlokes about hafzik during tefillah. But it could be that there's a more fundamental machlokes going on between them, that what is the nature of the Azharos about? In other words, do we understand that Azharos are really Batoris Piyutim, that they're really the Piyutim of the day? Or no, Azharos are not really like the Piyutim because the Azharos are describing or listing the 613 mitzvahs, and therefore they can't be considered a Piyut, and therefore it's not really appropriate to mention the Azharos as part of Chazaras HaShatz. And I think that this could be the nekusa machlokes between the Avu Jaham, or depending on Avu Jaham of Sadi Gaon, because according to Sadi Gaon, who says that you should say the Azharos as part of Chazaras HaShatz, so presumably he views them as a piyut, it's a form of a piyut, and therefore it's appropriate to say in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz. Whereas according to the other opinion, according to Yesh Omrim, Avu Jaham, which is also the Psak of the Torah in Siman Tav Zayin Daled Paskins, that you can't say Azharos, you should say them after Mosaf. So presumably Azharos are not really a piyut, there's a separate din to say Azharos, and it's not really part of davening, so therefore you have to say it after Chazaras HaShatz. Let's just try to bring a raya to these different studies. So the Sefer Pardes in Siman Kufayin Daled explains that what's Piyutim all about in general? So he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara Megillah teaches that Moshe Rabbeinu Tikkun Yisrael, that we shall in Vidarshim Binyan. So because in the Gola or whatever, the Rabbanim didn't darshan so much, so they came up with this great idea to add Piyutim towards davening. And he even explains that this is why they added the Azharos to Shavuos, because the Azharos are teaching us what the day is all about, right? Because we received the Torah in Shavuos, and by mentioning all the 613 mitzvahs, so that's really like the theme of the day. So according to that, the Azharos are really like a form of a piyut, and if they're a form of a piyut, that makes a lot of sense that we're going to say them in love davening. And likewise, in the Ma'aral, in the Sivas Olam, the Siv HaAvodah, Perek Yud Beis, he asks his Bavid, why is it if you look in the Azharos that we say, if you look in the lists that the Rishonim give of 630 mitzvahs, like they count them completely out of order. And like, what's pshat? Why would they count the mitzvahs out of order? So the Ma'aral explains that the reason why they wrote the Azharos out of order and they didn't put the mitzvahs in the order that they appear in the Torah is to show that we're saying them as a piyut. And it's not like we're trying to learn them of davening, because that would be a hafzik. It's specifically that they want to indicate that they're saying the Azharos as a piyut, so therefore they put the mitzvahs out of order. So it seems from this Ma'aral as well that we can understand that Azharos are really a form of a piyut, and therefore they belong in davening. They belong as part of Chazaras HaShatz. On the other hand, though, to justify the other opinion that says that Azharos don't belong in davening, they really belong after Mosaf, so what's pshaf that? So the Binyan Shlomo, chose Binyan Shlomo, and Simchav Aleph, so Binyan Shlomo there cites the Yerushalmi, Maseches Rosh Hashanah, that teaches that the reason why it doesn't say chet by the korbanos of korban Mosaf of Shavuos is because once you're Kabbal Ol Torah, so it's as if you never sinned. So, based on the korban Ha'edah and the Mfarsha Yerushalmi there, it seems, and there's a lot of rise to this, that every single Shavuos is like a new Kabbalah Satorah. So the Binyan Shlomo wanted to explain that the Gaonim established that we'd say Azharos and Shavuos because we have to do a new Kabbalah Satorah. And the way we do a new Kabbalah Satorah is that we read all 613 mitzvahs on Shavuos. So according to that, if you understand that the entire Hazaras is like a form of a Kabbalah Satoris, so obviously it's not connected to Pitum whatsoever, it's a completely separate idea. And therefore it's going to be a Hesek during Davening, and therefore we're not going to be allowed to be Masik in the Chazaras HaShatz with that Hazaras. We'll have to say them right after Chazaras HaShatz.